I'm Dan Klefstad. Former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan may have given up his seat in the legislature, but he's still the state's Democratic Party chairman, at least for now. Madigan spoke to reporters Sunday for the first time in half a year. He said he wasn't sure what the future might hold, but said he would be an active Democrat in state politics. Madigan was forced out of his speakership in January after losing support from fellow House Democrats. Last summer, federal prosecutors alleged utility ComEd orchestrated a years-long bribery scheme benefiting Madigan, though he has not been charged. Madigan last week resigned the House seat he's held for more than 50 years. When asked if he stayed too long, he replied,
"Well, I don't think so. Others may disagree."
Madigan also said he doesn't have plans to get involved in the once-a-decade redistricting process set to play out later this year. On Sunday, Madigan used his remaining political power to appoint a successor to his House seat, a 26-year-old who has worked for his political organization since graduating college. In other news, Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis says he's waiting to hear details of the Democrats' immigration bill. It would set up a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. It would also boost the diversity visa program. Davis says he favors more money for border security and a path to citizenship for so-called Dreamers. But the Taylorville Republican has a theory for why Congress hasn't been able to solve immigration in the past.
They don't want to solve the immigration issue in Washington. And frankly, they want to continue to use it as a campaign issue. And the only ones that are hurt the most by this are DACA kids, our Dreamers, and those who are here legally.
President Biden says he may be open to a piecemeal approach instead of one comprehensive bill. The Illinois Attorney General is urging members of Congress to adopt resolutions that call for the cancellation of federal student debt. Kwame Raoul says the resolutions call on the president to exercise his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in federal student loan debt per borrower. The letter highlights misconduct by for-profit schools and how the industry's predatory practices disproportionately harmed people of color. Raoul joined more than a dozen of his counterparts in sending the letter. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Illinois State Police have launched an investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Hardin County Sunday morning. Investigators say they were called in to assist the Hardin and Pope County Sheriff's Departments, which both had personnel involved in the incident. Police say a Pope County deputy was responding to a report of a possible burglary late Saturday night in Herod. The suspect got away in the deputy's unmarked squad car. Sunday morning, deputies from the Pope and Hardin County Sheriff's Departments located the squad car outside of Icorn in Hardin County. The suspect was nearby, and deputies say as they tried to take him into custody, shots were fired and the suspect was hit. He was flown to a regional hospital for treatment of what police say are non-life-threatening injuries. State police are routinely called in to help in an officer-involved shooting. When the investigation is finished, results are expected to be turned into local prosecutors for review. SIU's president says a call for flat funding in Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal is good news for higher education. Dan Mahoney says it's been a difficult year for colleges and universities, especially because of COVID-19 and the economic pressures that come with a pandemic.
You know, given the challenges that the state's facing, the country's facing right now, a flat budget actually is a really good thing. It would really allow us to move forward in some positive ways and not have to do further cutting.
Campus leaders in Carbondale and Edwardsville say they hope to keep tuition and fees flat next year as well, but admit that would be much harder to do if the state decides to cut higher education funding. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.